A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Then he began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you. Wow. I have to admit that this gospel passage is quite challenging to both meditate on and to preach on. No doubt it was challenging for the people to hear. For modern audiences, I've found that these types of scripture passages can leave many to go in one of two ways, either to be invigorated by an almost vicarious experience of the Lord's passion coming through the holy text, or by becoming somewhat discouraged, as if the rebuke is coming directly to them in the present moment. We do often use the phrase, "This speaks to me," when resonance of some sort with a text or a lyric occurs. In today's case, can we say that this passage speaks to us? Does the lack of repentance in the cities of Chorazin and Bethsaida, with peoples that yet directly experience the miracles of God through Jesus, spur us to our own humble repentance and further conversion? We need to ask today, is this message personal for us? In this passage, the manner in which Jesus preaches this powerful message naturally gives a sense of intimacy and poignancy. And the manner that makes this possible is through a literary use of a device called the apostrophe. Not the punctuation mark. The apostrophe is a device in which a speaker metaphorically brings to personhood something that does not normally possess a quality unto itself. In this instance, the cities of Chorazin and Bethsaida are rebuked as reprobate individuals, but as actual individuals nonetheless. Jesus, channeling the Holy Spirit that animated all the prophets before him, addresses these Galilean cities with the same righteous conviction that Isaiah and Ezekiel held when Tyre and Sidon were condemned for their inflated pride and obstinacy. So this literary and linguistic move of apostrophe enables the many to become one, what is not living, in effect, to become alive. An irrelevant and pressing, I think, contemporary example of this is what modern humanity has done with the notion of the corporation. For the United States, this fateful change of perception from merely a business aggregate to an actual person is regarded to be traced back to a Supreme Court decision in 1886, giving corporations the same legal rights as any autonomous individual. And one could say the slippery slope has been traveled since the late 19th century, with corporations being given the benefit of the doubt as holders of some morality and conscience, directing the practice, when all too often the sole motivator of any business practice is the bottom line of the shareholder and the investor. And so we, of course, have now the issue of the environmental tragedy in the Gulf of Mexico, brought about largely in part by the multinational company British Petroleum. It's been hard to find fault with one actual individual in this case, or even with a specific group of individuals. And so what we have done with BP, and in the past with Nestle, with Monsanto, with with many others, is to condemn this created greater corporate entity. So in modern times, the use of the apostrophe could be even more effective as a means of address, given our mode of conversing and commerce. And I believe that Jesus would use this very device now to condemn many, if not most, of the ills that are propagated and perpetuated in our world. There is a prevailing theme that we have become a globe consisting not of nation states, but of corporations, of citizenry informed and guided by these conglomerates, countries transformed into corporatocracies. Who or what, then, would be the modern analogs of Sodom and Gomorrah, Tyre and Sidon, Chorazin and Bethsaida? It could very well be these relatively new creations that exert very real power and very real influence. And if we indeed have given these entities power and rights, then we should judge them accordingly, though our foolishness will hopefully ultimately be betrayed by making these current idols to begin with. Just as Jesus was speaking to the individuals of the Galilean towns in our scripture today, yet he addressed the whole of the people, so too do we need prophets enlightened by the Spirit to speak to the people that make up these multinationals and prick the consciences of these very people that sustain these aggregations that so often seem to take a life of their own. By glorifying brands and titles, our modern culture already largely lives in an apostrophic narrative. So let us ask today that the Spirit send those that can effectively speak through these fictions, these thought constructs, and reach the people behind them that have real hearts and real minds that can change.